for FFA Today. I'm Hannah Borg. I'm standing with Mark P. Shaw, the CEO of the National FFA Organization. Mark, could you start us off by telling us a little preview of what's going to happen here at the National FFA Convention?
Well, we have a big week planned for our guests here in Indianapolis. Of course, some of the normal things, if you will. Students will be able to attend a series of sessions at Bankers Life Arena where we will present awards. There'll be motivational speakers. Our band and chorus will perform. But we'll also have 3,700 students participating in contests and 2,300 students that will be involved in days of service and several thousand students that will be on career success tours. And so from that to the exposition that will encompass about 6 acres here at the convention center, students have a wide range of activities. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we have a private concert Wednesday night with Garth Brooks. So the students are very excited about that.
So there's a new line on the schedule this year called the Blue Room. Could you tell me a little bit about the Blue Room and the thought process that went behind it to bring it to life?
Sure. The Blue Room is our work towards presenting students with concepts and experiences around innovation and technology in agriculture. We realize that not every one of our students can see some of the most cutting-edge things that are taking place in agriculture and food production. So the Blue Room was born out of that, and the Blue Room will be a 17,000 square foot dedicated space here in the convention center. We'll have 9 separate sessions. The first day will be about respecting the planet. The second day will be about food production. The third day will be about improving lives. And so students will see technical and topical information about each one of those subjects that we think will challenge them to consider what kind of career they want to pursue in agriculture.
So Indianapolis is home to the National FFA Organization. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how Indy has opened their arms to the National FFA, and I know they also gave a gift to FFA this year. Could you talk more about that?
Indianapolis has been a great home for us, as many might recall, and some of us old-timers recall when we were in FFA. We spent the first 70 years of our organization having our convention in Kansas City. And we outgrew Kansas City. And so for the last 20 or so years, we've gone back and forth between Louisville and Indianapolis in about 3-year stints. We're in the third year of our run here in Indy. We have 6 more years in Indianapolis. After that, we'll select and we're identifying which city we will be in from 2025 through 31. And we'll announce that in the second half of December this year. But I can't say enough about what a welcoming place this is, from city officials to state officials to the hundreds of volunteers that join us every year to help us pull this off. It's really an incredible event, and the city is just more than welcoming, as well as a safe place for our students to hold their convention.
I was wondering if you could talk more about FFA as a whole and the growth that you have seen, especially over the past year.
Well, over the past year, we grew by about 17,000 members once again. Over the last 20 years, we're up almost 50% in terms of our membership. And I think what that shows us is that young people continue to have an interest in agriculture. They continue to have an interest in leadership development. So our total membership has now reached 670,000 young people in FFA. But I also see that as an opportunity because we have 1,049,000 young people that are in agricultural education classes around the country. So we're at a 64% market share. We still have opportunity to grow, and we look forward to continuing to grow.
So I'm a fellow Nebraskan, so could you give a shout out to your hometown and also tell me a little bit about your Nebraska roots?
Sure. I grew up in Meade, Nebraska, and I was a member of the Meade FFA chapter. I was state FFA president 40 years ago, and in fact, we were having some conversations. I was at the convention in Kansas City when President Jimmy Carter was there, and some folks recall the Paul Harvey God Made a Farmer. I was at the convention when Paul Harvey presented that back in 1978. So I've had a long opportunity to experience FFA, and I would tell you the launch I had in Meade, Nebraska helped me throughout my career. It certainly helped me to be able to serve in the role I am right now at National FFA. So shout out to Nebraska. Go Big Red.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the 91st National FFA Convention?
I would only add that we spend a lot of time preparing for the convention and assuring that we have a safe and secure environment for our students. So we work very closely with the Indianapolis Metro Police, State Police, FBI, Homeland Security, EMS, Fire Department in developing a comprehensive plan to make sure that our students are safe and secure while they're here. That's my number one priority. And so for moms and dads back home, I want them to know we're doing our level best to take care of all the young people that are attending here. We also want them to have an educational and a fun experience at the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo.
You just heard from Mark Pichol, the National FFA CEO. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Bork.